When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
So let us turn to John 5th chapter. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent people, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Now, this description of the great multitude that lay around in those porches of this pool is quite descriptive of many of our congregations. We see the multitude of these sick people was described first as impotent folk, impotent. Now, it's not a very flattering or complimentary thing to call anybody an impotent person. But if you will look carefully at yourself, how many things we are failing to accomplish? We see our impotence. Hey, I'm not able to lift this person. I'm not able to find the solution to this problem. Why this impotence? And I speak of an all-sufficient Savior. These two things don't seem to jive at all, do they? So the first description given to us is that of a lot of impotent folk. I think our churches can be well described by this phrase. A lot of people who walk in to fulfill their weekly duty of doing their thing, you know, and walking out exactly as they came in. Can you think of that? Suppose everybody walks out exactly as they came in into a hospital. Would anybody want to go there again? Never. If a hospital claims, saying, we'll send you home exactly in the same condition in which you came in, that hospital will just die a natural death. Somehow our churches don't seem to die that natural death. They're just talked and poked and, you see, boosted with committees and this, that, and the other. I wish they would die a natural death. If they did, at least people would be able to see, hey, there's something wrong here. How can resurrection power die? How can the resurrection be annulled? Life from the dead must not become a reversion to life into death. That is a reverse of the resurrection. How can we settle for that? How can we say, fine, everything is going on okay. You see, the funds are coming in and we are repainting or renovating or this, that, and the other. While all the time, spiritual death and decay are taking a stronger hold. Now the Lord Jesus Christ walked into this situation. Third verse says, of blind, halt, you know, can't go too far. No gospel feet there. No heavenly vision there. Blind, halt, withered, yes. No strength at all to lift the heavy weights. Withered, what a description. Just think of 38 years, an infirmity of 38 years standing. Now, my dear friends, spiritual diseases don't go that fast. Even typhoid runs its course, they say, in 15, 16 days or whatever, unless you have a relapse or something. But that's what they say. Whatever it is, spiritual disease generally stays chronic unless Jesus steps in. And when Jesus steps in, it can never be the same again. That's it. When Jesus steps in, the situation cannot be relapsing and relapsing and relapsing again. That means we are living or creating a situation of make-believe. You know, let's believe that this is a good retreat, you know. Let's believe we had a nice time. Let's believe that, oh, we had some wonderful messages. Make-believe. Creating a delusion for yourself. No, that is completely out of order. When Jesus steps in, you cannot keep deluding yourself anymore. You know, my dear friends, as a preacher, I grieve much when I see folks not breaking through. You know, if you don't break through a tough situation, you're stuck there. That's it. Like putting something in a freezer. You know, since you put something in a freezer and you almost forget it. It's in the freezer. And certain things, of course, stay too long in the freezer and you've got to throw it out. A situation which becomes chronic. You heard me use a Sanskrit phrase. You see, after all, if you trace language, the Indo-European family of languages to which Germanic belongs and from which eventually English derived, Indo-European tree, Sanskrit, the roots, Sometimes you have parallel roots, even in Latin. Prayaschit, I said, and I used that quite a bit. Propitiatory sacrifice. It has a stronger meaning than that. It says something which cancels the sin of the past, cancels and bears the full brunt of the penalty. It's a very strong word, and I keep using it because many people in many languages can understand that word, prayaschit. Bali, of course, means sacrifice. And so when I present the Lord Jesus Christ to people with so many gods and goddesses, I say, show me another propitiatory sacrifice for your sins and my sins. And of course they can't show me. And if we take this perfect sacrifice and nullify it, you can't nullify it really, but it is a choice. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to this man, when he saw him lie there helplessly, sixth verse, wilt thou be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to turn the situation around? Do you want to be a part of the solution or a part of the problem? I think the church is a part of the problem. Not only a small part, but a very big part. And, oh, I wouldn't want to be a part of the problem. You see? Wilt thou be made whole? Do you want this situation to be turned around? Do you want to see victory? Do you want to be whole once again after this lapse of a lifetime, 38 years? Let us pray. O Lord our God, we humble ourselves before you. We don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a positive locomotives carrying whole lot of people forward. Have compassion upon us. We want wholeness. Hear our humble prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.